A federal judge blocked the construction of what would be the third largest copper mine in the U.S. yesterday, halting plans to break ground on the Rosemont mine in the Santa Rita Mountains, at least for now. The mining company Hudbay Minerals Incorporated is expected to appeal the decision to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But for now, conservation groups and tribes that oppose the massive open pit mine are celebrating the decision that includes a repudiation of the Forest Service's longstanding interpretation of the 1872 mining law. Randy Seraglio is with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the groups that's been fighting the mine, and joins us now. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the judge's ruling. What is in that ruling that makes this decision so important and perhaps so far-reaching?
Well, it really is a momentous precedent. The judge has said that the mining industry does not have an automatic right to just dump their toxic waste on our public lands. And the Forest Service, you know, they have always interpreted the mining law as assigning some sort of, you know, infinite rights to the industry on our public lands. And the judge said very clearly in this case that that is a misinterpretation of the law and that they have misinformed the public about that point.
So that could have very broad implications then, it sounds like, Randy. What other cases may be affected in the future?
Well, I mean, you know, basically any project that is proposed for public lands such as this one would be looked at through a new lens, and it's the correct lens because the mining law was written in 1872, and, you know, 140 years ago, no one could envision the massive scale of these projects today that bury thousands of acres of public land under toxic waste with a huge pit that's a mile wide and 3,000 feet deep. No such thing existed back then. And we've had any number of laws passed since then that govern how our public lands are managed, how they're conserved, how we balance different uses on public lands, protecting endangered wildlife and clean water and clean air. And the judge has said very clearly that the mining law does not trump all those other laws.
Well, as a layperson, when we hear a law from 1872, it does seem to sort of state the obvious and that there have been these changes, as you've talked about. So the Forest Service interpretation, the judge is taking issue with that. Again, I sort of piggyback on what Lauren just said about the far-reaching implications of this. Does this indicate that there's going to have to be deeper and deeper interpretation by different judges based on this mining law in other cases?
Well, this decision will be appealed,
sure.
So the higher courts will weigh in on it. The Ninth Circuit will take a look at it first. Almost certainly the company will appeal it, but so we'll see where all that leads. But, you know, this is kind of a poster child for reform of the 1872 mining law, the Rosemont mine proposal. You know, and I'd like to, you know, emphasize that there's a long list of problems with this project, and there's, you know, many laws that are involved here. And the judge picked, you know, one specific issue that he thought was overarching, and he said it made the entire process flawed from its inception. And, you know, and the whole way that the Forest Service, you know, looked at this and ran their environmental impact statement process was illegal, basically. But he has yet to rule on all these other issues, problems with the Endangered Species Act and the Clean Water Act, you know, other permits. So there's, you know, we're waiting for the judge to work his way through all these other very important legal issues. You know, these modern large-scale copper mines create a host of problems with water contamination. They use a tremendous amount of water. It's a major, this project was a major threat to Tucson's water security. It would use an immense amount of groundwater just taken right out from under our feet and turned into profit for a foreign mining company. And, you know, it's very clear that the judge thinks that we need to balance these impacts and these, you know, these the damages that would be done to our public lands and our public interests with, you know, the profits of a mining company.
All right. That's Randy Seraglio with the Center for Biological Diversity giving us the latest on the Rosemont mine decision. Randy, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.